The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Trudy Irwin, John Scott Trotter's Orchestra, the Music Maids and Hal, the Charioteers, and Metro Golden Mare's charming star of the Technicolor musical Best Foot Forward, Lucille Ball. And here's Bing Crosby.
Get on, get on, get on the road to victory. Get off, get off, get off the rusty dusty. And get on, get on, get on the road to victory. And buy another bond today. Get in, get in, get in your weekly envelope. Get out, get out, get out some ever-loving. And get on, get on, get on the road to victory and buy another bond today. Put across the mighty war loan. Brother, that's not all you're gonna have to get. 'Cause the boys got busy shooting your third war loan, and they haven't laid a rifle down as yet. So you better get on, get on, get on the road to victory. Get off, get off, get off the rusty dusty. And get on, get on, get on the road to victory and buy another bond today.
The road to victory, the road to victory, to victory.
That's the old Kraft Music Hall, friends, cutting out by shortwave for spots all over the world where our men and women in uniform are making history. Speaking of women in uniform, soldiers back from North Africa have nothing but admiration and praise for the work and the courage of the officers and enlisted personnel of the Women's Army Corps, the WAC. As fast as they can be trained, women of the WAC are relieving soldiers for active duty. Originally planned as a corps of 25,000, the WAC now wants 200,000, which shows you how valuable the Army thinks the gals are. Talking to a colonel the other day, and he told me how happy he was to see some knob-knuckled staff sergeant who took all day to type a report freed to fire a bazooka while an efficient member of the WAC took over his portable. The WAC just doesn't handle the Army's typing. Members of the WAC are trained in 155 different types of Army work, all the way from Air Force to X-ray. Members of the WAC learn trades and careers that'll serve them well beyond the duration in 6 months. And when it's all over, members of the WAC can say proudly that they wore the uniform of the United States Army in the war for the survival of freedom. They wear the Army uniform, they get the Army pay, and every officer in the WAC comes up through the ranks the hard way. There's no finer way to serve your country. So if you're not now working in a war plant, if you're 20 to 50 years of age, with no children under 14, and you want to help our men to victory and speed them back, join the WAC. It's easy to do at any WAC recruiting office. Or write the Women's Army Corps, Washington, D.C., for a booklet that'll give you all the dope you need.
Hey, I'm back.
Here's a little dope that nobody needs. Did
you say something?
No, I was just muttering to myself.
Well, I always say a man's best friend is his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you made a few records, haven't you?
I have occasionally dabbled with the discs, yes.
Well, I'd like to make a record.
Great. Take off. I'll clock you from here to the nearest exit.
No. I mean, you're pretty popular. Couldn't you go to the head of some big record company and put in a word for me?
Well, yes, I could, yes.
Well, why don't you?
I don't think you'd like the word.
You wouldn't talk that way after you've heard me play the ukulele and sing something.
You do both?
Something like this. Mammy's little baby love shortening, 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 shortening bread. How's that?
Needs shortening, I think.
You know, Yuki might be all right, Bing. I've heard quite a bit lately about Yuki's singing.
Oh, you have, Mr. Carpenter? From who?
From you.
Oh, well, maybe this is a song you've heard me do. All or nothing at all.
Oh, Yuki, oh, no.
What half a love has never appealed to me. Say, with that on a phonograph, what else would people want?
An automatic changer.
Well, just think of the records that could be sold if they advertised Bing Crosby, accompanied by the world's greatest living ukulele player.
Well, who's the world's greatest living ukulele player?
Naturally.
Naturally. You threw me off when you said living.
Oh, I see. Listen. Listen, together we can make a lot of money. Separated, we're a flop, especially me.
Yuki, stranger, the public, they're pretty choosy about their records, really.
Well, I've got just the number they'll choose. It's a terrific song. It's called You Stick By Me and I'll Stick By You.
The gooey thing, huh?
What's on the other side?
A mustard plaster.
Be a great sale with the Guy Lumbago fans, wouldn't it?
Well, what do you say, Bing? I like that.
You do?
What do you
say?
I say
you're alone.
What do you say? You want to make a record with me?
Well, I don't think.
Well, believe me, I'd get a great pick. I'd get a great kick out of you and me going around together.
You know, Yuki, I might cut a platter with you at that.
Yeah, what?
I think I've got just the thing that could make musical history with you.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. This is a Vic McLeod arrangement, too.
I listen to it.
Musical demon, set your honey a dream, and won't you play me some rag and change that classical rag to some super beautiful rag? And if the music is choppy and you play it for copy, you'll get all my applause, and that's just because I want to listen to rag.
If you don't mind, I'll make one by myself.
The only way to get a thing done right, Yuki, is to do it yourself, after all. And that applies to you folks who have Christmas gifts to send to our uniformed forces overseas, women as well as men. Those men and women are in some pretty rugged spots defending our privilege to celebrate Christmas or any other holiday we hold sacred. And many a sailor, marine, coast guardsman, soldier, and whack figures to be a long way from home this year. So it kind of puts it up to us to send Christmas to them. The time is short in them. October 15th is the deadline, so get your gifts bought, wrapped, and mailed before October 15th. And scatter a little hunk of home among the millions of fighting men and valiant women who are standing between us and aggression on the 25th of this man's December. Think of every one of them dreaming, I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. And that's the only way most of them will make it this Christmas, in their dreams. Some mail from home will go a long way toward making those dreams come nearer true. So get it there, and get it there on time. We turn now to more temporal matters.
Now that you need special help with the spread problem, let me pass on a timely suggestion. For the family's breakfast toast and for the lunchbox sandwiches, use delicious Philadelphia brand cream cheese. For only one ration point, you get two regular 3-ounce packages of this famous cream cheese, and that's really quite a lot of mighty good food. Nutritious dairy food. For Philadelphia brand cream cheese made from fine milk and rich cream offers food energy and vitamin A. And for those sandwiches, it plays a double role. It's the basic part and the treat part of the filling all in one. Well, as for the breakfast toast, the folks will love Philadelphia brand's rich, fresh flavor. When you shop, just make sure you get this brand that's guaranteed fresh by Kraft. See the name Philadelphia brand cream cheese on the packages you buy.
Oh, well, you know, nobody's sweetheart now. Don't baby you somehow. Fancy hose, silken gown, out of place in your own hometown. When you walk Dolly Avenue, strutting in fancy clothes, I just can't believe that it's you. Painted lips, hey. you're nobody's sweetheart now.
Well, you're nobody's sweetheart now. Let the baby you somehow. Fancy hose, silken gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown.
When you walk, yes, walk right down the avenue, Fifth Avenue, oh baby, I can't believe, I don't believe it's you, it can't be you. Painted lips, lips painted, painted eyes, eyes painted, wearing a bird of paradise.
Oh, it all seems wrong somehow, it all seems wrong somehow that you're nobody's sweetheart now.
Well, you can go right down to the river and drop your poor soul in. You can go right down to the river and drop your poor soul in. You can go right down to the river and drop right in.
Oh, yes,
sweetheart now.
Thank you, men. Now being seen in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's film version of the George Abbott musical comedy success Best Foot Forward, our friend Lucille Ball comes to the Old Craft Music Hall almost directly from an eminently successful bond-selling foray with the Victory Cavalcade.
Believe me, Bing, Mrs. Ball's daughter certainly saw plenty of these United States.
Kept the ball a-rolling, huh?
Oh, but Bing, it was really inspiring the way people bought bonds.
Yes, the good Professor Kaiser tells me that your group grabbed well over $1 billion.
Oh, it was wonderful. In one town, I sold my nylons for $50,000 worth of bonds.
It's a fair price without bonds.
Another man offered $100,000 for the same holes, but no sale.
How come?
He wanted them filled.
Well, anyway, besides peddling a precious parcel of war bonds, these tours are teaching you gals how to handle other people's money, hmm?
Oh, plenty of girls are handling other people's money right now.
You mean as bank tellers?
No, wives.
Correction sustained.
But since you brought it up, Bing, do you approve of banks having girl tellers?
Much better tellers than they are listeners, Lucy.
Girls sort of take the cold austerity away from a bank. Give the place a little charm, gaiety, excitement.
Yes, and a homey touch, too. You know, when you're going to make a touch. And women tellers, they really take an interest in your business, Lucille. Some people might call it snoopy, but I don't mind, really. One gal paying teller even scolds me every time I cash a check. Scolds me for spending too much dough.
Oh, she must be that Brooklyn babe at the Fruit Exchange Bank, huh?
The same tomato.
You know, the other day... the other day, I presented a small check for what the bank likes to call encashment, and she said, honestly, dearie, it seems like every day you're spending more money. Believe me, you should save a little. I mean, you ain't getting any younger. None of us are. And people ain't going to look at you after you're old and gray. Believe me, I know I was gray once.
Morning, Lucille, honey. My, but you're a neat cage keeper. And you've got your Monday morning money out on the line so bright and early. It all looks so nice and clean and fresh.
Yeah, if there's one thing I hate, it's tattletale pay.
Me too. But just imagine you washing your own money.
Well, you practically have to, the way laundries are.
Lucille, honey, I hope you won't think I'm a nuisance, but I hate to run all the way back to the vault for more change. Could you all let me borrow a cupful of dimes till closing time, could you?
Don't bother returning it, dearie. I'll just keep that half a pound of quarters I borrowed from you yesterday. Say, did you hear that?
Shh. Huh? Here comes the manager.
Oh.
Ah, good morning, T.E. Good morning, L.B. I have wonderful news for you, L.B. Besides your regular duty as paying teller, you are to take over the job of draft clerk.
Yeah? What became of the old draft clerk?
Drafted.
Say, Trudy, did you hear they're looking for a girl teller for the AK cage?
Why, I thought they hired one yesterday.
That's the one they're looking for.
And I hear we're getting a new bookkeeper.
Yeah, believe me, I'm going to miss the old bookkeeper. He kept books here for 20 years.
What's he doing now?
20 years.
Say, there's two customers at your window, honey, and one of them's cute.
Thank you. Hiya, babe. Say, you're the prettiest thing I ever seen behind bars. How's for trading that window for one with gingham curtains, a little old kitchen window, and a little old white cottage with little old daffodils, and little old lilacs nodding in at us while we're eating our little bitty old breakfast? Hmm?
Lucille? Listen, this is the fruit exchange bank, not the corn exchange.
Okay, babe, if that's your attitude, I want to draw out my account.
The whole work?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you want it, heads or tails?
Listen, you can't talk like that to me, can she, Yuki?
I've got news for you.
What?
She just did.
I want to see the person in charge of my account.
Okay, I'll send you the vice president in charge of sinking funds.
Where's his office?
What?
Where's his office?
Near the sink.
The guy is probably tap happy.
Oh, you...
Say, ain't you the two fellas who gave you a tip on a horse race to the girl who was at the window last week?
Yeah, where is she?
The horse you gave her came in second.
Who came in first?
The bank examiner.
Law. Hey, Bing, don't forget what we came in here for.
Oh, yes, my little associate here wants to open an account.
Checking account or savings account?
Charge account.
We do business only for cash.
Oh, that's what I came in for. Say, do you happen to have any cash around that you could spare?
Listen, you little squirt, the assets of this bank happen to be well over $100 million.
Some funds, eh, kid?
If you came in here to tell jokes, let me tell you, you just didn't.
No. I came in because I want my money to work for me. Listen, sister, if I give you some dough now, when do I begin to see some interest?
When do you see some interest?
Yeah.
Listen, what in the world gave you the idea anybody has any interest in a civilian?
Oh. Well, I want to see the manager. I think I got a kick coming.
I think he'd be very glad to oblige you.
Here, L.B., what's going on here? This is a very conservative organization. No loud talking, no unnecessary noises.
Yeah, no profit. How can you make any dough if you just take people's money in, give it back to them whenever they ask for it?
You have a better system, I presume?
Certainly. If you let us girls run this place, we'd make some money on every check we cash. I'll show you what I mean.
Hey, how's for cashing this check for a buck? Let me get out of here. It's all endorsed. Everything's all right.
Okay. How do you want the 90 cents?
90 cents?
There's a 10-cent service charge for the use of the pen and ink. Is 3/4 okay?
That's only 75 cents.
A 15-cent service charge is deducted from all checks under $3 million.
Okay, give me the 6 bits.
Oh, sorry, I just noticed this check is at another bank. There's a slight clearinghouse charge of 25 cents.
Could I just hold my half a buck for a minute? Warm it up.
Oh, trying to get away with something, eh? We can't cash uncertified checks for strangers, and there's a 50-cent charge for certification.
Oh, boy, I broke even, and did I need it.
10 cents, please, to cover bookkeeping and auditing.
Okay, here's a quarter.
Thank you. Next, please.
Thank you. What's that? You owe me 15 cents.
There's a nominal service charge of 15 cents for making change.
That's a fine... Beautiful thing. That's a lovely way to treat a customer.
Well, I guess you haven't read our motto.
No, I guess not. What is it?
If you leave this bank with nothing left, it's because this bank is always right. So put your savings, small or large, where the interest just covers the service charge. We'll serve you gladly till you're bereft. The bank's always right and you're always left.
Time marches back. 1926, St. Louis Cardinals beat New York Yankees in World Series. 1926, Mussolini attempts organization of German bloc in Italy and the Balkans. 1926, Germany applies for membership in League of Nations, and thinking men are saying...
I'd sure like to get to see that there Dempsey-Tunney fight.
I've seen pictures of Jack Dempsey training. Say, doesn't he ever shave?
Well, it makes some guys' skin tender. And, of course, other guys that don't bother. I knew one guy used to shave 18 or 20 times a day.
Well, why in the world did he have to shave that often?
The boy was a barber.
Say, let's go to the movies, Harry. Mm-hmm. There's a new Rin Tin Tin picture.
A new
out.
One?
Mm-hmm. He must work awfully hard, you know.
Yeah, there's a dog leads a man's life.
And he must be a terribly smart animal, too.
Oh, I don't know. I know a guy down at the pool room. He has got a dog, says his own name.
Really, does he? What is his name?
Bow Wow.
Oh, Harry, for heaven's sake.
Have you heard that new song from the operetta Desert Song?
Which one, Harry?
One alone to be my own. I alone to know her caresses.
One to be eternal. am I worshipping so? For there's
at her call, I'd give my all my life and all my love enduring. This would be a magic world to me if he were mine. One alone to be my own. I alone to know her caress. To be eternally the one my worship and soul possesses. At her call, I'd give my
all my life and all my love.
Magic world to me if he were mine.
Us friends, one of the better tunes of 1926, from which we turn to a character who is going to bring you right up to date.
Here's an idea that will help you with one of today's most troublesome food problems. For sandwiches and for the breakfast toast, have rich, smooth-spreading Philadelphia brand cream cheese. You used to consider this famous cream cheese a treat. Well, now think of it both as a treat and a helper. You get two of the familiar 3-ounce packages of Philadelphia brand cream cheese, 6 full ounces, for just 1 point. That's a splendid value these days. And remember, Philadelphia brand cream cheese is a dairy food. And dairy foods, you know, are included in the basic 7 groups of food that government nutrition authorities say we should all have every day. Made from fine milk and rich cream, Philadelphia brand helps supply food energy and vitamin A. And that flavor, so fresh and rich and tempting, is something the family goes for. So let this famous cream cheese help you stretch the points that go for spreads and sandwich fillings. The nation's supply of the nutritious dairy foods is limited, you know, so it's wise to use Philadelphia brand cream cheese as a spread. It's also wise to make sure you get the genuine Philadelphia brand, the cream cheese guaranteed fresh by Kraft. Just be sure that each package you buy is marked with the famous brand name.
Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or always? If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side. Sunday, Monday, or always? No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound. And what am I to do? Can I be with you? Sunday, Monday, or always? you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or always. If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side. Sunday, Monday, or always. No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound. And what am I to do? Can't I be with you? Sunday, Monday, or always.
Craft Music Hall for this Thursday, friends, but meet and takes up next Thursday, same time as tonight, when we're going to be featuring radio's newest comedy star, Jack Douglas. Believe me, folks, he'll fracture you, this boy. Between now and then, if you're a woman between 20 and 50, if you're not now in a war job, if you have no children under 14, and if you've had 2 years of high or business school, the Army's got work for you. Work that's vital to victory. The Army wants to bring enlistments in the WAC up to 200,000. That means 200,000 more soldiers for combat, while members of the WAC take over technical jobs in communications, transport, and Air Force, and X-ray photography, and medical and dental labs, in 155 different branches of Army service that the WAC is trained to handle. The Women's Army Corps trains you. The career is yours forever. The pay is that of a soldier of equal rank. There's a really important job waiting in the WAC for every gal who is anxious to serve her country at home or overseas. The WAC has a recruiting office not far from you. To do your part in hastening the ultimate victory of our forces, to speed them back, join the WAC. Good luck to all of you.
The Craft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood's Radio City.